Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and the standing between the living and the dead. Prayer, devotional, memorial, including Secretary of State Colin Powell, What a Life Lived, and evangelistic service, the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service. I believe this is 520 days. That we have had this service, and we give God the glory. Beloved, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily family reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 325, if you will, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, in the present, and in the future. Today we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 30. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we praise you, I praise you, and I hope that everyone else praises you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and many and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, for those of us who are truly saved by your grace, Lord, we are compelled to individually and collectively confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. Whether we can pinpoint it or not, we know that we are sin factories. So God, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins. Those who are deceived, religious, but lost, we pray that you would open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls. And Holy Father God, we pray, as we are all hearing the news, that the great general, one of the most successful, victorious generals in our history, and the first black Secretary of State, Colin Powell, has gone on. And so, Holy Father God, we pray for his family as we prayed for thousands of families who have lost loved ones. Comfort them as only you can. Draw them to yourself. Help them to contemplate and to think about their own destiny with death and with eternity. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls if they're not saved. And do the same for millions of families around the globe. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Lord, out of the people here who have that problem, and cast out the demonic sins that these spirits produce, pray. pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, foolishness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, bad spirits, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for revealing to me and showing me that our sin and our evil is very evil. And if it is not checked by people trusting your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, by your grace, it gets worse and worse. If it is not checked by rebuke, if it is not checked by preaching, it gets worse and worse. If it is not checked by the sinful individual, if they don't stop it somehow by your grace, one of the reasons why, no doubt, you hate sin is because it gets worse and worse. And it takes people down and down and down all the way to hell, all the way to hell. Lord, help people to understand that today and repent of their sins and trust you as Savior and live right by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit, or their lives will self-destruct here on earth and then be destroyed down in hell on a continual basis. And so, Holy Father God, I pray that you will grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, your anointing, your freedom, your liberty, and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach your holy gospel, to read your holy word, to comprehend your holy word, to understand it, and to remember it and to meditate on it. Thank you for equipping me to teach it to others in the discipleship way and equipping me to preach your holy gospel to those who are lost. Open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears, and save, Lord, millions of souls before it is eternally too late, because we know that we are here because of your patience and long-suffering. You're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so, Lord, continue to do your work. Demonstrate the power of your Holy Spirit. And, Lord, we pray that your holy name would be glorified and Jesus Christ exalted. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing. Pardon me. Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire. 100% in the back, 100%. Over here, 100%. And had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs, and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread, nor drunk any water 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou? And whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days are gone, I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb. And we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all of the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And David took all of the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle, and said, this is David's spoil. And David came to the 200 men, which were so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David, and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. And then said David, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff. They shall part alike. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel unto this day. And when David came to Ziklag, he sent of the spoil unto the elders of Judah, even to his friends, saying, behold, a present for you of the spoil of the enemies of the Lord. And to them which were in Bethel, and to them which were in South Ramoth, and to them which were in Jatir, and to them which were in Aurora, and to them which were in Sithmoth, and to them which were in Eshtemoa, and to them which were in Rechal, and to them which were in the cities of the Jerahmeelites, and to them which were in the cities of the Kenites, and to them which were in Hormah, and to them which were in Shorshan, and to them which were in Athak, and to them which were in Hebron, and to all the places where David himself and his men were wont to haunt. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for your holy word and how it has spoken to my heart for some 41 years, and how that it gets better and better to me, and I see new things in your word even after 41 years. I find that amazing, and even after 41 years, I enjoy your holy word even more now than 41 years ago. I don't understand how that can be, but I thank you for your holy word and how it increasingly speaks to my heart. And Lord, thank you for the privilege that you've given to me to not only read it to my family, but to read it, and not only to read it while in a preaching service, but to read it to others. And I thank you also for the others, the hundreds, the thousands of folks, Lord, who live and on demand, and especially on demand, Lord, who listen to the reading of your holy word. I never thought this would be that successful, because so many people, Lord, don't read your word today. But thank you for what you've done, thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for your remnant, your 7,000, your faithful few. And we pray now that lost souls would be saved, Christians would be revived, your holy name glorified, and Jesus Christ exalted. Lead us, guide us, and direct us the rest of the way in the service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. Is my prayer.